Lyrics marches on, literally. The Reverend Al Sharpton led a march Thursday in New York to protest sexism, racism, and homophobia in hip-hop lyrics.
Damn, G, the rap game shot. So why the fuck am I supposed to make the knot? Gotta put these weak dudes under microscopes. On wax, everybody and they mama sell dope. They need to stop it. You chumps never chopped a rock to make profit. Never chopped the block riding the Tupac shit. Never stand next to the rebel, we too toxic. And all black on my gothic. Flip to the star to block shit. Baby girl and all Louis shotgun in the cockpit. Still sweet, never see me on that pop shit. Put it in my pocket. For real niggas, a little something to rock with. Block rebel, watch how we lock it. The streets love it whenever the tech drop it. Why these house niggas hating in the office? I'm in the hood congregating with the bosses. Line pushing daily to get rid of the garbage. Turn off the radio, listen to the street knowledge.
They are defining our women in pop culture as bitches and hoes. They are unjiggaboing for dollars, basically, in their videos and music. We are the problem.
Turn on the radio, take a listen. What you missing? Personally, I'm sick all the ass kissing. Ice Cube said it way back then, so I'ma say it again. Fuck top 10, top 20, top 30, top 40. It's for the homies in the hood with the 40. Not a malt liquor, but a big black heat. Try not to get caught up in the gang sweep. Media running from the issues, selling that bullshit till they running from the pistols. Program directors got you niggas programmed. When you hear the dough slam in the bro ham, no, I'm bumping oldies. Two foes on my back like I'm Kobe. They wanna play the new snap dance. What's next? They gon' make y'all paint y'all face black and tap dance. Look at them playing follow the leader. Bright ass niggas gon' swallow the heater. The South blew up, now everybody on the South dick. East and West Coast rappers on some South shit. I wanna hear Lil John, I play Lil John. I can't club on my city like Vietnam. You niggas need to find your niche. Some new takeoff, that's when you switch. We in an identity crisis. Don't blame tech, he reps the coast the nicest. The young brother man trying to get the rubber band stacks, cause a whack perpetrating on the other hand. Ask yourself who's the Mac. Damn, I'm glad they bought K, they back. And I fucks with Julio G, cause he raps for these young niggas from the streets. I got love for the real on all sides, but the new apartheid ain't how I ride. Gripping on wood and cowhide, rolling through the south side, bumping that dro. Can't knock the hustle, homie. Sometimes gotta show a little muscle, homie. Like,
what the fuck you mean I ain't got a single? This shit right here platinum. Man, fuck y'all.
I had a meeting with the record label, play the album. Motherfuckers won't jingle 2000. New single, introduce your new dance. Urban street shit don't stand a chance. Ship it to the radio, in the mix show. In the video, dressed like a Cisco. Tattoos and funny head dudes. Doing that dumb shit to get you in the news. Upcoming niggas wanna rap about a Porsche. And got they watch out the back of the source. Where's the integrity in the artistry? That's why I know these weak niggas ain't hard as me. It's a spot where the artists be. With a couple of the homies on guard with me. In the car with me, they all PC'd up. Technique, I'm East, they'll PC'd up. Bringing y'all the real, but they'll never play it though.
Yes, yes, yes. Good afternoon on this Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Eastside Radio, that was Technique, man.
Man, that was
yeah, that was that turn off the radio. I had to go ahead and shine some light on that again. One of the realest freestyles out there right now, man. That was just when, you know, had to get it off your chest. But yeah, you tuned in. Go ahead and tune in to Talk Eastside Radio Instagram and Talk Eastside Radio Facebook. Go ahead, shine in on these conversations that we having right now. How was your weekend?
Oh man, I was
still ain't over, but
chilling. Getting ready for the Super Bowl today.
Who you got?
Man, I could care less who win. I'm a Raider fan.
Okay, I see why you. I see why you like that. You said you don't care who win. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you I mean, you know anything about the two teams?
I think I'm rooting for Cam Newton because
Think?
Well, I'm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the boy.
I'm rooting for him.
Going for the Black Panther, man.
Don't say. You right. I won't say. I'm think.
Yeah, that's the Black Panther, man.
I want him to.
That's Newton, man.
Have
straight
a
Black Panther.
Today.
we can't lose, man. That's Huey Newton descent right there.
He gonna do his
Cam
thing.
Newton. Yeah, but nah, I think just watching the two teams, everybody want Manning to go out, you know, with one. But my thing is, like, you know, you got to give it to who deserve it. You know, and Newton, basically, he he lived up to the hype. A lot of these players, they didn't live up to the hype.
Not at all.
They didn't live up to the hype. RG3, he couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, all these players that they had the expectations on, they
fell
didn't.
Short.
He, I mean, shit, he doing it. He done it.
Definitely
he's
doing
still
it.
Doing it. You know, but now this is the game right here.
This where it count.
Exactly. This game right here, you either, you know, you either sit down or stand up.
I think he going to do his thing. Though.
But this is about it. I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl. That's what I think, you know.
I'm looking forward to it.
With that, the most interesting thing about Super Bowl Sunday, the money that they spend on commercials.
Man.
I think right after the game, people go in and see, okay, how they going to get ready for next year's Super Bowl commercial. Like, that's what's crazy.
Yeah, it gets the most attention during these Super Bowls. When I seen the price of some of those Super Bowl commercials, I was like, God.
Oh, man. It's, you know what? And it's a marketing genius that does that, because that's the most viewed. I mean, that day right there, Super Bowl Sunday, they can guarantee the viewers. Mm-hmm. You know, everything else you could speculate, or, you know, you could have expectations, hope 30,000, hope 100,000, hope 2 million and fall short. Or, you know, you expect 1 million and get 3 million. That,
exactly.
They know billions of people are going to be watching. Whether you like the game or not. Super Bowl parties is happening everywhere.
Right about that.
Women that don't like football gonna have football jerseys on. They going to football parties with Falcon jerseys on. You know, I mean, it just
don't even know who play on the team.
Nah, don't know shit. It's just something about that. That's damn near like a backyard function, a barbecue or something. You know,
something to participate in.
But what do you think about a person that gets a commercial on Super Bowl day? That's like hitting the lottery.
Yeah, first they already got to have some money to get that commercial. The average person can't get no commercial.
No, hell no.
But I mean, if you getting that commercial in that slot during the Super Bowl, you've done a tremendous. That's a marketing tool that's just out of this, off this. I can't even.
But you know the funny
to get a commercial during the football, man, that is wonderful, boy.
The funny thing about that is, this the funny thing, is that commercial, those commercials that they play over and over. I mean, and they play so many. People don't complain about those commercials. This is funny, you know, which goes into the conversation that we're gonna have about social media. But you know, social media, you can promote something. You promote a record, or you promote a song, an album, etc. You could promote something. When you promote it, it's almost like it's on. It only has like a week span, you know, a week lifespan, right? So when you have a week to do something like that, it's like, okay. Other people get tired, like, all right, you posted that already.
Exactly.
Or you posted that. Motherfucker don't say that when they watch that same Doritos commercial or the same Honda commercial or that same, you know, Corvette commercial that's playing over and over Super Bowl Sunday. But not just Super Bowl Sunday. That shit playing tomorrow, the day after, the day after.
They accept it.
Hey, you accept that. But when you push a song or you push anything, you know, they don't. Well, we seen that picture already.
Exactly. I heard that song already.
Yeah, I mean,
he was pushing that 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's the point of pushing it. You know, so that's interesting, man. But
double standard.
That right there, I think if a person gets a slot Super Bowl Sunday, that's better than getting a deal.
Exactly.
Just to me, because that's the time that you should know how and what you going to promote and how to promote yourself, because that 30 seconds can change your whole life.
Man.
Everybody that's viewing, I mean, everybody, today you're going to see the latest everything.
Exactly.
Now the hype is they talking about that new Hyundai. Nobody's seen it. Hyundai got a sports car.
They gonna reveal it today.
They revealing it. They revealing it today.
That's a smart move.
They revealing that Mercedes today. You know, it's so much because that's the prime time.
That's the time to do it.
That's prime time. It's no time slot, but any time during this shit, the Super Bowl, halftime, everybody glued in. They like, look.
Seeing who performing.
Yeah, but that is gonna be an interesting battle though. Interesting battle. But yeah, man, my weekend was it was pretty cool, you know. Knocked out a photo shoot.
That's cool.
Knocked out a photo shoot. Pictures came out dope, immaculate.
That's cool.
Yeah, real dope. You know, setting up services. One thing, you know, I was talking to a couple homies, you know, a lot of people don't understand the what would you say? The people that really support them, right?
Yeah.
The people that support them. Now, it's times you'll lend out your services, you know, free service, you know, whether it's a free photo shoot, you come record for free, or you could come do it. They never take you up on that offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they go get it done somewhere else. So you provide a free photo shoot for somebody. They go get it from somebody else who they feel is educated in that field.
Wow.
Pictures don't look better than yours.
Yeah.
So they go pay a person who they feel has the credentials.
So-called experience.
Yeah, just because his name has photographer on it. You know, James the photographer or, you know, Kevin the film editor, you know, just because his name is that, they feel that, you know, he's better at it than you are.
I never could understand that, though, you know, because I've been in that situation before where I have a studio, Pro Tools 10, have everything on there.
Right.
But, and you say, okay, this service is for free, you know, we'll work something out, and then they'll go pay somewhere else.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Okay, okay.
It don't make sense.
Well, I mean, that's the same way. Like I say, you got somebody that's doing it for you. I guess they feel, okay, it's free, you know, so all right, we're gonna hold off on that. But then, like I say, they go pay somebody and it's lower quality than what the free person is doing.
Exactly.
Now, once you get wind that they paid two or three people to do something and they don't like it, now they want to come back at you and take you up for that free offer.
Exactly.
But guess what? Now you got to pay. Now you have to pay. But then if you charge them now you're not the homie.
Exactly.
You know, oh, now you acting funny. Or now you know, oh, well, you wasn't charging or you didn't charge such and such. Well, yeah, guess what? You didn't offer to pay me. Exactly. I offered you this service and you didn't want to use it. See, a lot of people don't know what they got until they don't have it no more, whether it's relationship wise or, you know, money wise. They don't know what they got until it's gone. And you got people that really support you or that's in your corner. And you just, like I said, I guess it's the title.
Yeah.
It's the title. Person that's a producer, they want to go get it from that person just because his name got producer on it. You know, I'm going to go get my video done from this videographer just because he putting it on there and make it look good and say he a videographer.
Good for conversation.
Yeah, but just because you got a camera don't mean that you know how to shoot.
You ain't lying just because these guys have these titles and they think, okay, I have this title, so I am required for this position.
Yeah, nah. Just because I go, you know, I know how to record people. I record myself. I recorded homies. That don't make me an engineer.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just doing something that I know how to do.
Exactly.
Until that engineer comes. But you know, recording, just because I press record, you know, same thing your mom used to say. My mom used to, just because you get behind the wheel of a car don't mean you know how to drive.
Yep, you're right. Just like on the producer side, just because you make beats don't make you a producer.
Nah, you're a beat maker.
You're a beat maker, exactly.
You're a beat maker, but they consolidated that all into one.
They sure have.
You're a producer. You're a singer just because you harmonize a few notes.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, the new singing is the auto-tune. So
exactly.
Long as you got that on you, hey, you're a vocalist.
Yeah, so many people, they get those titles and they get a misconception of their position, you know, so.
But it's because I think that's what... with any and everybody. They want that title so bad that once they get the title,
they live it.
They lose track of still being educated on exactly, that title.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm the boss. Well, I feel what a boss supposed to do is tell you what to do, tell you what to do, but I don't know how to do what I'm telling y'all to do.
Exactly.
Like how you if you telling somebody to do something and delegate something that you can't do yourself, you can't be in that position. You know, a person want to be in the supervising position but don't know how to do the shipping and receiving job or the jobs beneath them, but you just want to be in there in that position so you can tell people what to do. It's a lot of those running around right now.
Yep, you're right. So we're going to go to a break. Everybody out there, you're listening to East Side Radio.
Go ahead. We're going to tune into this new Trade E right now. Trade E is back with this single.
That's right. Supreme Circle Music Group. Big Trey D.
Yeah, yeah.
The Return. So tell us what you think about it. And once again, thanks for tuning in to East Side Radio on the Morris Media.
Trey D featuring Cocaine. Talk East Side Radio.
Yeah.
Streets keep the khakis heavy crease. Ready for a beef, so a must I carry heat. I always keep it G with whatever in the seat. I'm with it to the limit and ain't never getting sweet. I call it for pitching in, still try to f. And anytime I pull out my steel, I'm a dump. I live for the set and die for respect. Pocket full of chips from the line that I press. Insane in my heart and it's signed in my flesh. Considering my image, I'm the pride of the West. Nine when I step or that 40 Glock banger. Reppin' this aggressive, it's a part of my gangster. Doing plenty dirt, pushing hard for 21st. Costs of every loss, opposition get it worse. Position on the turf, I'm a five-star general. Crippin' since birth, so my reach like tennis.
I'm a beast on the street, so
something happened. Hopping in the classic in the Dayton's jumping traffic. Fitted sitting backwards, everything matching. Dipping, hitting switches, getting digits from the ratchets. Stayed as active from LBC to Hanford. Even G's in Oakland, home of the Black Panthers. Never on that but we be mashing. If we going at it, that'll be it for the passes. When we spending cash, then we do it by the thousands. Carrots in our ears with the crushed out medallions. Frozen wrist flashing, nothing out of fashion. Scooping up a bag with a passion. Play with no compassion, shake them once we bash them. Knock the hottest chicks and treat them colder than Alaska. Celebrating, laughing, and partying in mansions. Cali off the hook, cause it's always on the crack.
I'm a beast on the streets, I'm a hawk in the hood. Set tripping on the smart, cause it ain't no good.
It ain't no.
Yeah, uh-oh. Yeah. That's Big Trey D, The Return.
We're going to return and play that again, man. You tuned in with Lil Bam, Eastside Radio. Talk Eastside Radio at Gmail. Go ahead and let us know what you think about the conversation, about the music we playing too. And if y'all want to hear something, you know, y'all go ahead and leave y'all comments on the page or in the inbox, whatever. If y'all have some new artists out there, y'all want to be heard and y'all want us to play y'all music, go ahead and tune in. Talk Eastside Radio. We'll give it a listen. Talk Eastside Radio at Gmail. Email all your songs. We'll give it a listen and go ahead and play it out. You know what I mean?
Our DM is on our social network. We're giving everybody the opportunity to get this stuff heard.
As we should.
Yeah.
Now, the voice of the streets. Now, conversation today, man. We're talking social media. Social media. Now, is social media the new source of the news?
Most definitely.
Is that the new news? So have these newscasters, the broadcasters, have they been obsolete now?
Well, I definitely think that the social network is kind of excluding the on-location newscasters, because I see on all the news stations now, they say, if you have any news, please email it to us. Or, you know, doing what the drum machine did to the live drummer, man.
Well, and it's doing what the express personal checkout is doing in the grocery store.
Exactly.
You know, it's leaving the workers no job.
Exactly.
Because if you look at it, when you go in the grocery store now, it's only one or two people that's fucking, and you see all these damn people that's grocery shopping, and you got eight damn lanes, eight registers, but two people working at the register.
And then I'm noticing too at Home Depot, you have a lot of elderly people that come in there.
Exactly.
So the line that one or two people you have at the register, their register is packed because you have a lot of elderly people that don't want to deal with the pulling out their card or putting the change in there. And I think it's causing havoc. But the media has changed a whole lot as far as I think it's a lot of people losing their positions. And
I mean, I know when I was growing up, you know, I could look on, you know, something can happen. I could look on TV and they, broadcasting live right here on Martin Luther King Boulevard, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, the corner of such and such King Boulevard and whatever street. You know, you seen them there. You seen people.
Exactly.
And, you know, they had the community.
Exactly.
And they used to have other people, you know, interviewing people. Oh, what did you see? What happened with this accident? Or, you know, who was in the wrong? Well, I just seen the car coming.
Exactly.
That's no more of that. So, it's, you know, why hire somebody now to go do live broadcasting when we have what they invented, Instagram?
Yep.
And the shit is really instantly.
And then it's uncensored.
No, it's foul.
When you
it's
hit it on the news, they have a 5 or 6 second delay to where they won't.
Well, because they could clean it up.
No
curse words,
no death,
all that.
Dead bodies.
Certain ones, but remember.
Yeah. I caught some doing the riots.
But no. Remember when they start doing the live news?
Oh, yeah.
That live news, you know, you get people on there. Well, the motherfucker.
Motherfuckers getting live, getting ran over.
But it was live. But you got to think about it, man. Why censor something that's real at that moment?
Yeah,
you know, what you feel at that moment, you shouldn't censor that.
Nah.
You shouldn't censor the emotion from certain people at that moment.
But now
it's taken away from it.
I'll get a phone call and somebody say, man, I'm out here at so-and-so. They're about to get out in the parking lot. Not even 5 minutes later, you can go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and they got the footage on. If it's a brutal fight, you're going to see it.
Well,
if it's a death,
yeah,
you see it.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, this social network is a monster, man.
No, they turned it into a monster, and I mean, you gotta look at it. Something happened, and it coincides with the music. Mm-hmm. It coincides with the music. When you look at it, everything is happening. It's just a domino effect.
It is.
Okay, why hire an A&R when I got SoundCloud and we got all these other entities we could go listen to people and listen to artists, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We have all these other entities. Why do I have an A&R department?
Exactly.
Fuck it. Let's soak up this money. Mm-hmm. Let them go because we can go look ourselves.
Exactly.
Now, why hire somebody to go broadcast out there on Crenshaw Boulevard when, hey, Lil Lisa down the street gonna take a picture the minute it happens. Mm-hmm. Take a picture and it's on Instagram.
And then they get it, and then they got a free story within seconds.
No, they don't have to give credit.
They don't have to pay.
They don't have to give credit, and it's another source of, I call it cheating, because you really don't have to get out there and get in. See, it made you feel better, and you knew a little bit more. When they was out there on the scene,
you went on location,
yeah,
and got all the information for that. And when you came back to the office, they praising you. Oh, you went and got that fire on Florence, or you got all the footage from the riots.
Well, you know why? You know? Because when you sit there, let's go with that riot footages. That's something that you'll never be able to bring back, that feeling. And anybody who captured that, they captured a moment in history.
Out there, yeah.
When you out there, you feel it.
Yep, and that news reporter or that writer who covered that,
they feel it.
Down in history.
No, because they were out there, and you get a different appreciation for the people,
exactly.
What they fighting for, why they did it, opposed to just sitting back in an office chair
and
looking at it and watching it. You know, that right there. That right there is the true moment to where you realize, okay, I'm a part of something.
Exactly.
Or I'm either a part of the solution or I'm a part of the problem. But you can't sit up there and look at this picture on Instagram and feel it.
Because you can get 10 people to get that same image 15 different ways, and they put it on there. But that one reporter got that one incident, and he put it up there and made history with it. Now you got so many different – it's so many camera people with their phones.
Well, let's go with Instagram, okay? Instagram. So many people are following you. You following so many people, right? Okay. Anything that go on, you got to think about it. I mean, it's certain things that – The Instagram and the Facebook is the new Channel 2 News.
Yeah, it is.
Channel 11,
totally
7,
agree.
9, 4, 5, whatever. It's the new KTLA.
Yep.
And also, it's the new Press Telegram, the new LA Times, the new Sentinel. You know, it's everything in one, because people really wake up and glue themselves to, matter of fact, let me see what went on last night at the club.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody is going to broadcast it. Somebody going to put it out there. Yep. Everybody do it.
You're absolutely right. And then you got the artists that, you know, give other their so-called fans misconceptions. But I guess music is based on deception, because I see guys, my neighbors are people that I know, you know, they pulling up, oh, you know, this is what hard work does for an artist. You know, I guess you gotta deceive people to make them fans, but all that driving other people's cars and I'm like, look at this dude, man.
Look, We in the world today to where what they see is what they gonna believe.
Exactly.
So I mean, think about it. It's almost concrete. To where when somebody come to you and report to you something that they got from Instagram, they believe that shit.
They believe it.
I mean, no, I'm telling you, it's right there on his page. He put it right there.
Dude told me, one of my little Spanish homies, he said, man, you know, I almost said the person's name. I don't even want to throw the dude under the bus. But he like, man, I went to the club and so-and-so was there, man. And me and my boys was like, dang, man, they threw like $7,000. And this particular person they was talking to don't even own a car, still live with his mother, you know, sleep on the couch. But that little dude was really impressed. He said, man, they came in, they had stacks of money, man, throwing money, man. I got to get out more. He just turned 21.
Hmm.
And I mean, he was really enthused and excited to see this dude come in, throwing money, pulled off. You know, he said, man, when we went outside, he pulled off, you know, in this luxury car.
Right.
I'm like, but I guess if that's faking it, a lot of artists still faking it till they make it. But that, you're right, the social network gave he even seen the footage that he seen there on social network that made him believe it even more. He like, man, you know, I even if you look on the picture, that's me behind him in my white hat. I looked, there he was, but he was so excited.
But where do you feel is going far as social media? Where do you my take on it is, you know, it's doing exactly what the. It's going to leave a lot of people jobless.
Yeah.
It's going to leave a lot of people jobless. Reason why I'm saying that is because just think about it. I mean, they want it to where it's ran off computers.
Yeah.
This world is ran computer-based. They don't want that physical being there. When you used to go into the damn gas station and they right there with the pump.
Yeah, yeah.
Pump your gas for you.
And then you got to stop on point or you pay.
Yeah. But
you
see,
give them a dollar, you get a dollar 10 in there. You got to give them a dollar 10.
They took them out.
Yeah, they did.
They took them out, changed it into self-serve.
Yep, digital too.
Yeah, shit. Self-serve gas stations. Mm-hmm. Okay, but see, everything is to minimize the jobs.
Yeah.
They want one person in that grocery store and all of the stands. They just want somebody that's going to be there to oversee it, make sure the machine's working right, and that's it.
Well, you know, I look at it as you got corporate monsters, and the corporate monsters want to make all the money, but they don't want to pay their employees. So they figure if we make technology work in place of the individual, they don't have to pay the individual to make. They figure technology is going to pay for it. Because I used to work at the post office,
okay.
And then they start bringing in. You know, have to separate the mail. Now they got machines that separate stuff by barcode. And you know, we used to have to go out on the collections.
Right.
Now they got a scanner. I don't carry mail no more. But I remember back in the day, it's certain times we needed to hit that box. Now they got a scanner. If you hit it late, they know when you hit it late and all that. So, and then they had a lot of, they hired a lot of Christmas help to come in and separate the mail, load the trucks and offload the trucks. But now those machines are separating mail and sending it to different zip codes and all that. So pretty much killed a bunch of postal workers just based on the technology that they came up with. And I think from an entertainment perspective, I think the media, the internet and all these social networks have made people lazy. Because when I was rapping and was into music, we had to get out and do the hand-to-hand combat, pass out flyers, go to up. I used to go up and down Crenshaw and post up, you know, snipes, you know, the my posters and all that. But now these guys are thinking because they got 20,000 followers that they're celebrities. You know, really think they're celebrities. And I figure if you got 150,000 followers and you drop a mixtape or you drop a EP and you selling your EP for $3 and three people out of that 100,000+ don't buy your, you know, the CD or whatever you pushing, you have fans. You don't, I mean, you have a fan base, but you don't have real fans. You know, there's a difference.
Well, I mean, some don't have either. None. You know, it's interesting you say that because a lot of people drive or they'll try to drive off somebody else's success.
Exactly, all the time.
And you can't do that. But like you say, a lot of people are lazy. Well, I'm going to go ahead and snap this picture. Mm-hmm. I'm up here with my folks. Me and my boy DJ Quick, we in the studio right now. But that's not your boy, for one.
Exactly.
Y'all not in the studio together. You came to the studio with somebody else.
And took a picture.
But see, this is one thing I look at. I always tell people, you can fool yourself, but you can't fool the people.
Exactly.
Now, one thing I look at is pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I look at body language in the pictures.
Exactly.
You could tell when a person is asked to take a picture, and they just like, fuck, they don't want to be an asshole and be like, no. The body language is there. They don't even look comfortable
stiff
in the picture with
you. Ain't lying. Bam.
So it's like, why would you even post a picture?
Exactly.
Or want to post a picture of somebody that don't want to be in a picture
this game is, but then there's a lot of up-and-coming artists that want to get into the industry or get into the business because they get influenced and they get motivated by seeing a rapper or a singer go to these events and take pictures, catch the artist coming out the elevator or coming up on stage. Hey, can I take a picture with you? Yeah, come on, take the picture. You're right. The body language is showing, hey, man, hurry up and take this picture. But they go back to their neighborhood. Oh, man, I was chilling with Snoop. Oh, man, you know, you should have came up to the club. But when you do go to the club with him, oh, man, it's a bad night. None of the celebrities came in. Or there goes so-and-so. It's too many people around him. I ain't going to even approach him.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to approach him because he don't know you.
Right. And you don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Matter of fact, he don't fuck with you.
At all. But you got a lot of artists that figure, man, you know what? I'm going to get in the game. I had a manager tell me this. He said, man, Jazzy, you need to start posting pictures with some of the celebrities, you know, man, you'll get more numbers. My numbers are authentic, and the people that click on or like or do whatever is they're doing it because they want to or they're, you know, they like what I post.
Right.
I don't take no pictures with no celebrities or anything. And I can fill my whole page up with pictures with celebrities and everything.
One thing I know people do like is they want to see physical pictures.
Exactly.
Now, if I put a picture up, and I do it all the time, and I tell the homies this too. I put a picture up of something, a certain way I feel.
Yeah, exactly.
I text a picture, and you know, something that's inspirational or something that's inspiring to somebody.
Exactly.
You get a minimal amount of likes for that. When you put somebody in tune with knowledge.
Exactly.
You get a minimal amount of likes. Yeah. Now, if I put a picture of my daughter, oh, this shit shoot up.
Exactly.
Put
exactly
a picture of myself, they'll shoot depending on the, they'll shoot too. But when you put something educational up there and inspiring, the numbers don't match. It's like, okay, your picture get 98 to 110 likes. That picture that's going to open people's eyes, that inspirational, you know, sentence or paragraph, 42 likes. But see, this is what I started doing. This is what I started doing on Facebook. Now, I attach a picture with music. Because when you attach the picture with music, you can see how many people view it.
Exactly.
See, now, I did that just to show people, because people think, okay, because you got 62 likes, that's all the people that looked at
it. Yeah, you got a
certain people just don't want to like
it. Exactly.
You know what I mean? They just don't want to like it. But it shows you in the viewings, when you put music with it, on that picture, it'll show you. You have, like, I had one that had 700 views.
Yeah.
Well, it's now 1,000 views. But it had 96 likes.
But it's all about who engaged it.
Yes. Now, yeah. Certain people like it or comment and do all that, but you still know that it's people out there watching.
Exactly.
Certain people will put up a picture and they feel like, okay, well, your picture got 46 likes. Mine got 110.
Exactly.
I'm popping more than you.
Yeah, people.
No, that ain't what it is.
Yeah, that's a trip too, though, because I've heard conversations where guys like, man, he's a celebrity and more people know him, but I got more followers and more likes. I'm like, it don't even work like that.
Nah.
Because he's selling, if he put out a record, he's guaranteed to sell more records than you would put out. But they think people get a misconception of social networks, man, because it Soulja Boy, for one, you know, for instance, his last project, he got how many millions? He got millions of followers and didn't see them numbers.
Man,
so that just goes to show you the people that follow you on your social network are not genuinely always fans.
Well, not just that. A person can like you personally.
Yeah.
But not like your music.
Exactly.
I could be a fan of you, the person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of your music.
Exactly.
So therefore, if you have 4 million followers, you could have 3 million of those followers that just like you as a person. They like your interviews. They like you an entertaining person. But that million that's left over, now a percentage of them going to like your music. A percentage of them going to like certain songs. So collectively in the album, that whole million not even going to support you. So you still got to break half of that down, then half of that half, and you're going to come up with your number. And, yeah, you got 4 million followers, but you only sold 80,000 units.
I also think, Bam, that a lot of artists misuse social network because if when I'm on there, I try to drop knowledge. I try not to put nonsense up there. I don't put, you know, dumbass pictures up there. But I feel like an artist, if you taking that much time to get on there, they don't tell people go to my website. They don't send people to places that's going to benefit them as an artist. They always on there with the pictures or, oh, man, just came out the car wash. Man, I asked for vanilla fragrance and they put cherry. I don't give a fuck about that. But they don't use it to their advantage. This is a free, this is free.
No, right.
Why not tell people, hey, make sure y'all go to my www.whatever. Some of them don't even have websites.
Right.
You know, so I think a lot of times people don't use the technology the way they should use it. You know, use it in a way that you're going to benefit financially from it. It may not be right away, but put a plan together to where your social network will pay your bills.
Right.
You know, create PayPals and tell people to go to your PayPal and buy this. Then you'll see who those fans that's liking and following you, who the real fans and the real people that got your back.
But just like you said, the misuse of it, they misuse it in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of people, they put they represent themselves in the way that they feel they should because they see other people represent themselves. Mm-hmm. One thing that I tell you that people do the most that's stupid. Okay. I don't care what it is. They cash out on a big check. They want to floss the money.
Exactly.
That's one. Or certain stupid individuals, as soon as they do something, they want to post a gun.
Oh,
now, you know, you on parole or you on some type of paperwork, and you know damn well this shit is ran by police, and you want to point the gun. Yeah, I'm right over here on the block now. And then, 16, one in the clip.
Yep. And then,
one in the chamber. Like, are you serious?
And then had a nerve to say somebody snitched on them.
No, yeah, but it's self-telling.
They trip me out when they get on there with their pistols in their hand. They got the pistol in their waist and two pistols in their hand and wonder how their probation officer violate them. You know,
it's some going around right now because I seen like they used to come up on my timeline. Like, I mean, a few people was doing it. you know, a person, it was a couple cats that was in the alley. It was some people that was in the car. It was some people that was at a store one time. Some people sitting on the bus stop. Mm-hmm. But they filmed these videos like, yeah, I'm out here. Motherfuckers say they gonna catch me slipping.
Yeah, exactly.
And motherfucker pull out the gun like, yeah, I want a motherfucker catch me slipping. I got you, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, damn. But it was like a series of those videos. And I even seen a female do it. She like, yeah, motherfucker think he gonna run up on the side of me. She pulled it out of her purse like, yeah, I got something for you, nigga. But I'm like, damn, you putting this on public display.
Yeah, that's
don't you know this is going to be used against you in court?
Extreme ignorance.
Like, I mean, and when certain stuff happen to certain people, the first thing the police go to is their phone
because
mm-hmm. they know they got the pictures of the guns in their mm-hmm. phone. Yeah. Then on top of that, when they go to court, they sitting up there looking stupid when they play all the YouTube yeah. videos mm-hmm. that you put out there. Well, fuck, cuz I shot him yeah. in his head, and all the videos that you uploaded and yeah. you put, you sitting up there just looking stupid.
Yeah, man.
This social media game, I mean, it can work.
Monster.
It can work in a favor, but it can also work to tear you down.
And that's another thing, Bam. It's made the police and the federal government job so easy.
Easy.
Dude told me, he said, man, our investigations are so easy now because all we have to do is go to social network and see who's doing what. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy, man.
Well, this is what I think about it. I mean, nobody in your right mind. Mm-hmm. That's how I know a lot of, when you look at the videos and when you see them, a lot of these people be high, you mm-hmm. know. So the drugs is taking over yeah. when they are making these videos. Because for you to put for you to know that the police is watching, for one, and you still put a pistol up there knowing you on parole, knowing you, that's a violation right there. And not to just put it up, but to put it up and keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going in the archives, in the file. So as soon as you get, and then they do stuff like this. Yeah, we about to go to the party tonight at such and such. Turn
yeah,
up.
Yeah, man.
Come through tripping if you want to, nigga. Like, so the thing is, the police right there watching too,
yeah,
man. And see, the police create pages. And they create pages in the identity of the people that they want to catch.
Exactly. You can tell, too, because some of the pictures are studio pictures. It'd be 30 studio pictures of a beautiful black girl or, you know, a company. But the pictures are too professional. And they following and they seeing the activity of these ignorant individuals.
You know why? Because the niggas. Well, no. I'm saying that to say this. The nigga mentality.
Mm-hmm.
See a beautiful woman, accept.
Exactly.
See the beautiful, accept. Yep. And then as soon as they accept, they dumbass going to go in and try to comment,
exactly.
Hey, how you doing? You talking to a man,
mm-hmm.
fool. You talking to a lieutenant, yep. Stupid.
That is only out to get you.
Hey, man, but what we going to do, we going to get back into that Trey D. We going to play that again. Trey D new single, The Return. The Return of Big Trey D.
And thanks for tuning in to East Side Radio.
Talk East Side Radio.
Yeah.
It's the return of Trey D.
Streets keep the khakis heavy crease. Ready for a beef, so a must I carry heat. I always keep it cheap with whatever it is seat. I'm with it to the limit and they never getting sweet. I call for a bitch and then still try to fuck. And anytime I pull out my steel, I'm a dump. I live for the set and die for respect. Pocket full of chips from the line that I press. Insane in my heart and it's signed in my flesh. Considering my image, I'm the pride of the West. 9 when I step or that 40 Glock banger. Reppin' this aggressive, it's a part of my gangster. Doing plenty dirt, pushing hard for 21st. Cost of every loss, opposition get it worse. Position on the turf, I'm a 5-star general. Crippin' since birth, so my reach like tennis.
I'm a beast on the streets, I'm a hawk in the hood. Set trippin' on the smart cause it ain't no good. From the wild, wild west where we known to bang. Put chips on the nigga like it ain't no thing. I got work, pounds of weed, and anything else that a real nigga need. Cause it's hard on the yard like supposed to see. It's the return of the east side, it's
Trey D.
Every day it's action and we making something happen. Hopping in the classic and the Dayton's jumping traffic. Fit is sitting backwards, everything matching. Dipping, hitting switches, getting digits from the ratchets. State is active from LBC to Hanford. Even G's in Oakland, home of the Black Panthers. Never on that but we be mashing. If we going at it, that'll be it for the passes. When we spending cash, then we do it by the thousands. Carrots in our ears with the crushed out medallions. Frozen wrist flashing, nothing out of fashion. Scooping up a bag when a with a passion. Play with no compassion, shake them once we bash them. Knock the hottest chicks and treat them colder than the last. Celebrating, laughing, and partying in mansions. Cali off the hook, cause it's always on the crack.
I'm a beast on the streets, I'm a hawk in the hood. Check tripping on the smart, cause it ain't no good.
It ain't all good.
Oh, yeah, the return, Big Trey D.
Return to Big Trey D. Y'all go ahead and get that on iTunes right now, man. Get that right now, right now, right now, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we back talking social media, social network. You know, the ups and downs to it, where y'all see it's going. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the potential. And, you know, as we touching on it, you know, we can... We can speak on this for hours, hours. Yeah. Matter of fact, days.
Oh man! But and I don't have nothing against me personally. I know we talked about the guys that fake it till they make it. If that's how you, you know, get successful, faking it till you make it, you know, so be it.
No, the point is just shining the light on it, mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't talk about it. And some people need. That reminder,
mm-hmm.
like if you utilizing something, see, when you have a free service, you supposed to utilize it to the point to where it gets you money,
mm-hmm.
because potentially that free service is always gonna get striped, get taken away from you, and you're gonna have to start paying for it. Mm-hmm. See, they do that to see how many people. Just think of everything they put out there. They got certain apps that's free. But if you want all access to that app, you have to pay for it.
Exactly.
So they making two versions of it anyway. Mm-hmm. So in an event, if you want, they got something like that with Instagram. If you want a certain mm-hmm. one, yeah, you got to pay for
exactly.
it. Exactly. But that's to stay in tune. I mean, that's why they say the rich stay rich.
Yeah, and it's called, they going to bait you in. They bait you in with the free to encourage you to pay for the stuff that they're going to charge you for.
The people that's in social media that I have a great deal of respect for are those that went from the street hustle mm-hmm.
exactly.
to the corporate hustle.
Yeah.
And meaning they went through that street hustle, mm-hmm. whether it was trunk to trunk hustling, whether it was door to door hustling, yep. whether it was going to drop shit off at certain
exactly.
stores, coming to pick shit up on consignment, whether it was out there putting up their own posters, whether it was out there, you know, passing out flyers, mm-hmm. going to step shows,
exactly.
going to basketball games, beauty supplies, beauty salons. If they did all of that, yeah, and they tuned in and crossed over into the, because that's what it is, a crossover.
Yeah.
They crossed over for the better to elevate their business.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm all with you on that.
And that, you know, and I'm glad you said that, Bam, because it's a young guy that I got a great deal of respect for that he's seen, okay, he's a known street dude, Nipsey Hussle. I like how cats see, okay, I can make a lot of money. Now I got a name for myself. I know I got to tone it down on the street thing
for
me to get the respect in the business side. And he went from street to corporate. Not just Nipsey, it's other people.
No,
but I like the way he did his thing. He seen that he had a value in a brand and said, oh, I don't have to go approach people with my hands out. These people are going to approach me. They see value in me.
Right.
And he seen that, okay, for me to create even more value in me, I have to convert from being a liability to an asset in the game.
Right.
And I seen how he did that. He seen, okay, you know, I'm pushing my lane as far as my hood, but in order for me to get accepted on that corporate world, they got to see that I can get along. You know, I can rock with blood.
But if you look at how that was, I mean, even the machine, but he still mm-hmm. went from the street aspect
sure did.
Of it.
He did.
He still had that grind behind
yeah, exactly.
it. To where they was in the streets, where there was shows.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
grind was behind it. So the respect is there.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's easy for him, but it's like a lot of people just, all right, well, fuck it. This the easy route out. Mm-hmm. I'm finna get on. I'm finna just snap pictures.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah.
And I'm on. I'm on just because of social network. I mean, it's good And it's bad, but that's like any business. Yeah, anything you get into, you have the good side and the bad side. Because just think about it. You could go any and everywhere right now. The main thing you're seeing, follow us on Instagram.
Exactly.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I mean, in the mail, your coupons. Mm-hmm. Fucking Albertsons got a Twitter.
Yeah, they do.
They have a Facebook. McDonald's,
news
you can tweet.
Station.
Yeah.
All the news channels got Facebook.
I just went to Wingstop. You could text them, text your order in now. Like, it's so businesses are using it because they know a lot of people like to, I mean, Pizza Hut. Everybody has a social media, a social media site. So, you know, I mean, it's crazy that just how fast it took over.
Yeah, but you got to look at it too. Artists, meaning singers, producers, rappers, got to start looking at it from a business perspective and not just so much from an entertainment perspective. You got a lot of artists that only want to, okay, they go into the studio, do their music with the intentions to get a deal, but they don't think, okay, until I get this deal, how do I accumulate revenue?
But you know, another thing, you know, a lot of people might think this is like, oh man, you're telling the business.
Yeah.
No. I really don't give a damn. No, but this is the tricky part to it too, because the social media part, it takes away from people having to do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Now remember, years ago, we can even say five some odd years ago, but it was to where you had to build relationships. So when people went out promoting for you and they supplied a service for you, a service far as, you know, let's say a PR, right?
Exactly.
PR. They had to have relationships with people from the source and from now all of a sudden, hey, I could do this for you. This is what I could do. I could do this. I could blast you on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
I blast you on Facebook, and I do an email blast for you. But you don't even have the relationships. You're doing the same thing that I could
hustle.
Do. No. Yep. Right. So it's just knowing how to distinguish the two, when social media is being used in a negative way and when it's being used in a positive way. But everything has its good and its bad.
Yeah, because, you know, just the other day, man, you know me. I don't get on social networks and drop the game that I used to, because people don't, you know, I target those that I know is going to take it and run with it, that deserve it. But at the same time, one of my little young rap homies hit me up the other day. He was excited. He said, hey, man, I won't say the company because I knew this company had nothing to do with it. Hey, so-and-so sent me a email. He heard my music and seen a part of my video on Instagram and seen my video on Facebook. And he want to sign me. He going to fly me to Miami. And they're going to once I get there, I'm going to be in the studio with this quote unquote superstar. And all I have to do is send them $3,000. He said to send the $3,000 as soon as possible, because the $3,000 is for my room and board and my travel, which I'm going to get back. I said, man, you talking to a real businessman. That's not how you do business. If they see that they can make money off you, or yeah, with you and your talent, they heard your music, they going to sign you and they going to give you some money. They ain't going to take money from you. They going to take you. You should just say, okay, that $10,000 you going to give me, deduct the $3,000 you asked me
for.
You just
heard our studio audience laugh at that.
Exactly, man.
Shit, man. That's just like, well, that's just like, you know, and not to even go too far into it, but like like when artists come at me and they say, oh, yeah, I had to pay, you know, $500 or $1,000. For what? Oh, to perform.
Yeah,
you
pay to perform.
Pay
to play.
No. We ain't gonna do that.
Even with that, and you're right, we won't get too deep into that. But if you are supposed to open up for a big act and they give you tickets to sell, you should make something off that. Like, if okay, here
better
you make $500. You make $500 and you get it. I won't even get in. I don't even want to step on nobody's hustle.
No, but the same thing with that, promoters and police. See, it's the two P's, man. It ain't talking about no pimping and playing, but this is promoting and police.
Yeah.
They do the same thing. If you notice the police pull you over, they ask you a question to see if you know what you...
Exactly.
To see if you know your rights. See if you know the business. Promoters do that with certain people. They'll just throw something out there and... If you fall for the banana in the tailpipe, then hey,
they
up
tell
your
you,
ass they go.
Hey, think about it. You open it up for E-40. You can put that on your resume.
Yeah.
And
you perform it in front of thousands of people.
Yep. here's you perform, you opening up for
chance of a lifetime,
act, and you gonna make a, you gotta sell $2,000 worth of tickets.
Hey man, they be selling too. Hey man, you ain't gonna get this opportunity no more, man. Hey man, look, trust me, everybody gonna be there, nigga. Everybody, 40 people gonna be there. Interscope gonna be there. Def Jam gonna be there. Warner Brother gonna be there. They start.
I feel like if that act that you opening up for benefits you, or you selling tickets and you putting some money in your pocket. If you just selling the tickets just to open up and you didn't make no money, I don't see
the that. Days of giving people shots is over. You got to pay for your shot.
I ain't lying,
and that's fucked up.
Yeah, man. So
the plug.
I just you know, as a, I don't know. I just look at it. If an artist is opening up for somebody and you got to sell tickets, you should at least make you some money. You know, if you selling $500 worth of tickets, you should keep $250.
No, yeah. I mean, that's the principle. See, my thing is, nothing in life is free.
Exactly.
So I don't expect nothing to be free. But the thing is, fair exchange is no robbery.
Yeah.
So don't get over on me. Or don't try to, you know, swindle me because you trying to come up on your self-gain. Your self-gain, excuse me. So the thing is, if you get it for a certain dollar amount, you ain't going to have to introduce me to your connect, but if you getting it for a certain dollar amount, why upcharge me? And I'm your boy. He only deal with me, man. So you know you got to. I know. You want him to only deal with you because you don't want me to know that you getting it for free, but you charging me.
And you know another thing that tripped me out when they say, "This shows me how serious you are." If you sell all those, man, that's dope. You're just trying to apply reverse psychology.
No, right.
Just show me how serious you are.
Before we get out of here, y'all make sure y'all tune in to talkeastsideradio@gmail.com and go ahead, email us any music, any songs y'all want to be played. And also, talkeastsideradio@Instagram, talkeastsideradio, Facebook.
Oh, yeah, and you know we got this, we got a caller. All right, we'll get this caller.
Go ahead, caller.
I got a
what's up with it?
What's going on with it?
What you caller?
Yeah, this Blue Flame, man. I had to call in to support y'all. You heard me?
Oh,
yeah,
for what's sure. Up, what's happening with you, Flame?
Man, I just had to, you know, y'all talking social media today, man, and it's helped me tremendously, though. It don't help everybody. You heard me?
Exactly.
Man, that, it's always good when people tune in and get something out of it.
So it helped you in a good way then?
Yeah, man, it's blessing me, man. It's opening doors that I never thought would be opening, and it helped break down some of the politics that was going on in my city where I didn't have to ask nobody for nothing, you heard me?
Right, but the easy part is you still went through the grind before the social media.
Oh, yeah,
you
man.
See? So that's why it benefits you even more because, you know, you already grinded for your name, so once you do get in that social media world, they following you anyway.
Exactly.
Sir, I do agree, man. I do agree. It's all about the grind no matter what.
Yeah. But respect that, man. Appreciate the call on that, Flame.
Thanks for calling in, Blue Flame.
Already, man. You already know.
All right, boy.
Yeah.
Beach.
Yeah, and I got this public announcement for one of my buddies. They got a, special screening for their webisode that they're going to be launching. It's Well, they want you to tune in Valentine's Day to HMS Network on YouTube for the world premiere of Vaspire, a new webisode dramedy about a black vampire that bites ass.
Vaspire. that's some black shit.
And
you know niggas like ass.
And it's I can't leave out big booty women only.
Hey.
So he ain't just biting everybody's ass.
Because he a hungry Vlas pie.
Check out the teaser and trailer at Vaspire teaser on YouTube.
This is about a nigga that ain't shamed about eating ass. He ain't shamed eating ass, y'all. Y'all go ahead, tune in next week to Talk Eastside Radio. Talk Eastside Radio at Gmail. Talk Eastside Radio Facebook. Leave us some comments. This is Lil Bam, and we out till next week.
And it's Jazzy. See y'all. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Joy and pain and joy. I'm trying to do right and unite the homeboys. East side, rip ride when we dip and slid side.
We do it to you on the inside. That's right, that's how we do it in the LBC. All we know is that G and we trying to get somewhere. I gotta get somewhere, I can't fail. A nigga ain't made for jail. I remember when I had $1 million bail on my head. Left a nigga straight for dead. Fuck a fed. My homeboy Trady once said, you got it cracking with this rapping nigga, take it to the head. I'm on the mash for mine, down for the grind. I got to get my hands on some paper times now. Especially with the homies on the mash with me. I'm independent in a minute, nigga, come get me. Yeah. And 38, choice of my weapon. I say I die for it under oath. Niggas will take it for your bread, man, the whole loaf. Everything's in a twist. Why everybody trying to get rich? The hardest niggas, the first one to go out, bitch. Hustling for survival. Scoop by 5-0. Book them. Dano niggas start singing. Somebody got my back, I don't know who. Cuz running like he kick it, I don't know you. Player haters, every minute wanna ride a dick. And every other minute wanna diss my clique. Y'all niggas need to raise off the peanuts. Running round town, lying about you seen us. It's a trip, it don't stop, and I wish it would. Long as I'm chipped up and it's all good, I got my back.
On my legs, t-shirt and some poker sacks. Represent east side to the fullest and keep me a pistol and won't hesitate to use it. Fools, I'm just trying to make music, keep on moving. Buy me a yacht and keep cruising. Dipping in my North Star Caddy Seville. Making corners in the hood and still keeping it real. Jumping out, shooting dice, ain't no big ass deal. I got a deal, so you know I got money to spill. Lil Style is my name, but call me Dollar Bill. With a whole lot of money, now that's gangster, so keep it real. So when you see me up in traffic, holding a heater on my lap and we'll blast it. RIP to all my homies in the casket. Having the ride up by your side is fantastic.
It's so good.